Monday morning. I'm Steve Bakken, broadcasting from the North Dakota State Fair. This is What's on Your Mind with Scott Hennon. And it is another great weekend, North Dakota State Fair. A little bit of weather, of course, yesterday going through. Kind of split the uprights with us here, Scott. We avoided that tennis ball size hail and some of the golf ball size hail that was around the region. Boy, I saw pictures from some of the hailstorms over towards Tioga. Ouch. It was scary. Some big stuff.
Hopefully everybody fared well on that and had a great weekend otherwise. We're glad to be back
weekend.
Did you?
I had a great weekend camping out up at the North Dakota State Fair, and a great weekend had by one and all. Of course, Dakota PR picking up my my lodging here. So I got a trailer here with Dakota PR. They're putting me up for the entire 9-day run of the North Dakota State Fair. And what's on my mind? Probably lack of sleep. There's so much going on, so much to see and do. It's kind of hard to get it all in. And then I'm judging contests and all kinds of things. Yesterday, I get to MC the Redneck Relay Race, which, if we have time later today, I'll explain that to you. That was pretty funny. It's a good time. Like everything here at the North Dakota State Fair is a good time. What's on your mind this morning, Scott?
Well, I know you probably think it's whether or not Kate Middleton is going to have a boy or a girl, right?
Absolutely. That is on the tip of my tongue. My consciousness is all focused on that this morning.
The breaking news today is that Kate Middleton is at St. Mary's Hospital, and a royal baby is near. She's evidently in labor, but I in all seriousness, I'm guessing that's sort of the fluffy story of the day.
Well, I'm sure our friend Larry is watching that on pins and needles, and we'll get an update from him later if something happens.
If anybody wants to share an update, this is appropriately named What's on Your Mind, so you can tell us if the royal baby is on your mind or not. You let us know today. In all seriousness, I read a story over the weekend about Menards in Williston, and Williston has been trying to attract the Menards for a couple of years. In fact, about 3 years ago, they announced, Menards is coming! Menards is coming! And everybody was fired up and excited, and then it didn't happen, and it didn't happen, and it didn't happen. Well, now it's happening. Menards is officially announced that they are coming. But a little bit of reporting that's been done on this, among other places at the Same Thing blog, suggests that the deal back in 2011 has the city of Williston giving Menards over $1 million in tax increment financing. That's where you give them a break on property tax revenues. A $2.5 million break in sales tax revenue, and nearly $2 million in what's called Star Fund money. It's a local economic development fund. And I wondered, you know, with everything going on, especially in Williston. I mean, it's just the epicenter of you know, it's just that little city that can. It's generating more in tax revenue than Fargo is. It's just, you know, booming, right? That why in the world you would need to offer tax incentives to attract a retail business like Menards? Now, obviously, I understand Williston wants Menards, and they want more retail and more things for people to be able to take advantage of, you know, services and supplies and things like that. But I'm curious if folks think they ought to get taxpayer breaks at all. That's a head scratcher. We're going to have Tom Ralston on for the program to talk about
this. I'm kind of curious what kind of a business I should open up in Williston so I can get a break.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to fund that, it should go across the board, right? What's good for one, good for all?
Well, that's what I would think if I had a business there that now is obviously going to be in competition with Myers. Where's my property tax relief? Where's my star money? Where's my...
Maybe they do have some vehicle in place for that.
Well, I guarantee you they're not going to go retroactively, discount taxes paid by businesses that are currently existing. They obviously are using this to lure them there. And again, this deal started 3 years ago. In the story about Menards signing a deal, which is a couple of days ago from the Williston Herald, there's no mention of the, you know... incentives, but they're part of the deal back in 2011. So I would just ask our listeners, wherever you live, especially in the oil patch, do you think taxpayer incentives are necessary to attract retail businesses? You know, economic development funds normally attract like a primary sector job. Okay, you're going to come in, you're going to provide some technology job. We'll give you a short break here on your property taxes or, some other, you know, Renaissance zones are popular to get blighted areas spruced up in downtowns and whatnot, and you get a break over a certain period of time. Some of these exist, and we can argue whether they should or they shouldn't. In this case, it's odd because it's a retail business. It's coming in to compete with other retail businesses in an area that's booming. Why are incentives necessary to attract a business with the stature of Menards?
Well, the thing I look at, too, though, is what are they going to run into for labor issues? I mean, in Minot, we've all heard the story, which is factual, that they fly in employees to work at Menards in Minot because they cannot find enough employees with the housing crunch, you know, partially due to the oil patch, partially due to the flooding issues that they had in Minot. But they can't find employees, so they're flying in employees from Wisconsin and other locations to work for a week, and then they fly them home here at Menards in Minot. Isn't that problem going to be exacerbated in Williston? So now you're looking at a labor force that is extremely transient, not going to be living in Williston, not going to be spending those dollars that they make from their salaries in Williston. So from an economic standpoint, other than sales tax revenue, what's the community getting out of that? That money's not going back into the community. The vast majority of it not isn't anyway.
It's odd. Here's the telephone number for you to weigh in on this or any issue today. And by the way, we have a bunch of guests today that are joining us in the program, joining Steve at the state fair and joining us on the phone and taking your calls, questions, and comments. So we're a little guest-heavy today. I want to give you a chance to weigh in on this or any issue early on in the program, and then we'll tell you about our guests in a moment. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Emailer already says, my TV is off, and I'm close to changing the radio station. The royal baby is everywhere. How about some real issues?
Larry.
How about some real issues? So if you want, you know, the floor is yours, folks. What are the real issues? Here's the guest that will join us today, by the way, on the program. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here next hour. We're going to talk with him about the farm bill, about crop loss and damage assessments, and also, if you know, North Dakota is a number three in the nation pro-business ranking.
Why are we not number one?
He'll be popping the buttons. We'll have to ask him that. We also are going to chat with North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Gehring. It is Pride of Dakota Day today, is it, at the fair?
Absolutely it is. And here's the cool part. Not only is there a lunch with Pride of Dakota Day today, there's a dollar lunch. Cloverdale with the hot dogs and chips and a pop. Just $1. That starts at 11 o'clock this morning. So a great way to feed the family. Come on out to the fair and feed the family for just a dollar. Also, if you bring in a non-perishable food item, bring in a can of food or what have you, that goes to support food banks around the region. You get $5 off, I believe, off your gate admission and a dollar off your, or the other way around, your ride admission. So a dollar off the gate admission, $5 off your ride ticket today, too. So a great way to help back with the community.
And you're going to have a real live rodeo announcer who's going to join us here in just a little bit, too, right? Yeah. So we have that. We have also Christopher Dodson, who's the Executive Director and General Counsel for the North Dakota Catholic Conference. A ruling that might not have received as much notice or coverage statewide because it was by a Fargo judge, but it is concerning to folks about the overreach. And our guest, Christopher Dodson, is concerned that this decision could become the Roe versus Wade for North Dakota. But he's more saying, hey, no matter what side of the of the abortion issue you're on, pro-life or pro-choice, there are a number of laws that are going to be in jeopardy because of this ruling. We'll find out his concern there about this Fargo judge envisioning some rights in the Constitution. Lastly, Kristen Hedger will join us, and there was a grand opening last week of the Prairie Gold Apartments in Kildare. It's a new development trying to ease the housing burden in the oil patch for employees. They have a company in Kildare that's not related to the oil industry, but they still need, you know, places for their employees to stay, and so they've taken this on as a company to build housing. So one of those stories that continues to be rather interesting. We're going to find out more about that. So all that on the program today, and, of course, your calls, questions, and comments, hopefully for our guests, and also to weigh in on any and all topics except the royal baby. Are we going to veto the royal baby, Paul?
Come on. Aren't you worried about whether it's a boy or a girl and continuing the royal line?
Worried wouldn't be the word. But the rules have changed now, so it doesn't matter. Boy or girl, they'll be in line equally. They're gender neutral now in the royal family. So worried wouldn't be the word. Mildly interested. I think it's kind of fun. But it is kind of fascinating to watch.
Well, I will say I'm probably about as interested in this as I was in the royal wedding. So Okay.
You're more interested in the redneck race. What was the race you emceed?
The redneck relay race yesterday. I got to MC. I think my favorite was the grease pig, which was actually a watermelon smeared in Crisco. But
I'm looking for some Facebook page pictures of the participants in the redneck relay. That has to be something.
NDStateFair.com. They've got all the pictures posted for all the events.
All right, short break. Back with your calls after this. 800-228-0550 and a real live rodeo announcer, too, live from the State Fair on What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As we roll down this unfamiliar road.
And we are back with a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. Steve Bakken is here as well. And we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. A couple emails here. Jim sends a note. Hey, good subject. On the topic of Menards and tax incentives, in Minot, we pay some businesses to come here and refuse others who pay their own way and then some. I disagree with this type of business behavior. It opens the door to kickbacks and unfair competition.
You know, a similar story, and I'm digging into this as I'm up here in Minot as well. It was, there's a little bit more to the story about Walmart not going in on the north side of Minot. So, in the coming weeks, we'll have more on that story as well. So,
give me a hint. I mean, we were told it was traffic concerns, right? I mean,
but that's just the tip of the iceberg on the story, though. There's also some who owns the land, some land use agreements with the city, and the traffic is one component of it. But dollar signs keep popping up, and the incentives to basically sell out the community for bringing in a large box store like that. It's nice to have that economic impact, but at what cost is what it comes down to. Are you going to sell your soul to make a dollar for the community? And really, what's the net benefit of doing that?
I just worry when the willing seller, willing buyer is impeded somehow because of either NIMBY concerns or, you know, things that are let the market work. I mean, people shop at Walmart for a reason, and I've never understood this anti-Walmart bias, given the amount of people that ultimately are served by going there and buying a product at a pretty good price. Let it happen. But some of the zoning things that happen, and I don't know, you know, what's going on there other than, you know, I guess some folks didn't want it in their backyard. That's about all I was able to pick up there. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, the other big story out of Britain, besides the royal baby, sorry to say it again, Phil Mickelson winning the British Open. That was pretty cool.
Now, that's a story out of the islands over there we'll talk about. Lefty did it.
He did it, yeah.
In grand fashion, too.
Pretty cool, yeah. By the way, you have a special guest there from the State Fair, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the cool things about the State Fair is there's something going on constantly. Some great country shows this weekend. Journey was on Saturday. Huge buzz. Journey was sold out. It was a great show. Phenomenal. We've got some racing action in the grandstand tonight and tomorrow night. Also, we have rodeo action, and we've got the announcer here, Ollie Mosbrucker, which, of course, does the big one in Bismarck every year. Great event, great show, great sanctioned event, which is the key to that. Brings talent in from all over the place. Wally puts on the rodeo here, the event here at the State Fair, and we've got Randy Taylor, who's the pro announcer, joining us. Randy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And
now, Steve,
you're from Oklahoma, and you and I were talking off air a little bit, and you got quite an extensive educational background, but not dissimilar from myself. And yet, you do a little broadcasting because it's a passion. You like doing the rodeo things, the monster trucks, doing the announcing for all the great people at events like this.
You know, North Dakota is one of the sports capitals of the world, I think. You all have great sprint car racing, a fine tradition right here in this North Dakota State Fairgrounds and the Motor Speedway. And the rodeo is second to none. The Grand International, along with Four Bears Casino, helps make this one of the sports capitals of the entire nation. Tonight, 7 o'clock in the All Seasons Arena, we see bull riding.
Wait. You did a little bit of it, but I want to hear your announcer voice. All right. I want the announcer voice for this.
Tonight, 7 o'clock, the National Pro Rodeo Association brings you the bull riding presented by the Four Bears Casino and Grand International. 8 seconds at a time. It's going to be wild, baby.
You got to love that, Scott. You just got to.
Oh, that's lots of fun. You know, it's so fun to come up here and enjoy the sports competition. And you mentioned Wally Mosbrucker, top of the line. This herd has been represented at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And the Minot Wisemen's organization hosts one of the best circuit finals in the nation. This year it's October 10th through the 13th. But you can see great bull riding action tonight. If you've never seen bull riding live or you're a veteran rodeo fan, this All Seasons Arena is an intimate setting. You are right on top of the action. It's lots of fun.
Basically, you're having a bull riding event in a hockey arena, because All Seasons Arena is pretty much configured like a nice little hockey arena. So there's not a bad seat anywhere in the house. You're right down on top of the action. In fact, if a bull snots a little bit, you might get a little wet. So if you're in the front rows, watch yourself.
If you've got particles,
like a Gallagher show.
Yeah, if you've got particles in your beer, it's a good seat. It might not be all dirt either. You know?
First, I have to know this. That's a scientific term, Randy, that Steve has just shared. A bull snots. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, that is a scientific term.
Or bull feces. Either end, you're in a good seat.
We'll stick with the bull snot.
There you go. But speaking of that, the other end, We have a rodeo clown here that I think is honestly one of the top 10.
Yeah, Gizmo. Gizmo. We all know Gizmo.
He is very entertaining. And we get to watch him two performances tonight at 7 o'clock. Then we're going to wipe the slate clean and do it all over again Monday night. The herd here is outstanding. Troy Meach from Minnesota brings a truckload of bull, and when he backs up a truckload, it is electric. And then Wally Mossberger and the Mossberger Rodeo Company from Mandan, North Dakota, they have a tremendous A-string of bucking bulls. Have you been to the bull riding here?
Absolutely. I was here for both events last year. We work with Wally quite a bit on K-Fire 550 and
yes,
Bismarck when he puts on the rodeo, and it is first class. There's no second-tier talent there as well.
Hey, tell us, Randy, who some of the riders are, would you?
Yes, sir. We have Josh Heeler scheduled from North Dakota, defending his home turf. We have bull riders from Arkansas, Oklahoma, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. They're coming in from all over. I mean, 42 entries right now, and they get to go twice. The money is good. The bucking stock is outstanding. When they they have a lot of events to pick from right now. It's fair time all over the United States and Canada. And they choose this place because of the caliber of bucking stock, the depth in the herd. You have a shot to get on a good bull that will jump high and kick hard, come around one or both ways, and get you to the pay window. But you have to sit there for 8 seconds. So it's very interesting to me that a cowboy literally might have a plane ticket and an entry fee tied up in 8 seconds. Now stop and think about the composure and the poise you must maintain to get on a very large farm animal that does not want you there with $400-$600 tied up in 8 seconds. I mean, it's a big gamble. It's very interesting to me.
When you talk athletes, when you're talking bull riding or rodeo or whatever the event is, you talk about the riders and you have to talk about the bulls in this case, because they're an athlete too. And people come out to root for the bulls just as well.
They are so interesting. And the terminology, the terms used to be, well, they don't buck like they used to. You can't say that anymore. The bloodlines have brought the greatest athleticism in these large animals.
Randy, what time tonight?
7 o'clock, National Pro Rodeo Association Bull Riding.
All Seasons Arena, North Dakota State Fair. Make sure you come check it out. NDStateFair.com if you want more information.
Thank you, Steve. Back.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Well, that's fitting. Something happening here, and what it is isn't exactly clear. That's one of the reasons we asked our next guest to join us, Christopher Dotson, who is the Executive Director and General Counsel for the North Dakota Catholic Conference, gravely concerned about a recent ruling by Judge Wickham Corwin, who is a judge in Fargo, on a piece of legislation that is being challenged at the court level. He is, according to Chris, discovered a right to abortion in the state constitution that previously did not exist. This was a law being challenged regarding the laws regulating the use of abortion drugs that has sort of expanded because of some of the rulings and commentary of the judge. And so Chris has joined us today to talk a little bit about why this ought to concern you. Chris, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
Steve Bockett is with me. He's up at the State Fair and in Minot today and hanging out with rodeo announcers. So if you hear any crazy background noises, you know that's what's going on. So anyway, it's actually a little quiet.
Train going right now.
So far. By the end of the program on Friday, it was pure chaos, everything going on. But sounds rather calm.
Well, that's because I was eating. That's why.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Food. Food frenzy.
He was doing that.
We didn't announce the winner, did we? I didn't tell you who the winner was.
We have the list here, so it'll be more suspense for our audience.
Yes.
Anyway, Chris, thanks for joining us. First of all, you know, there was a lot of attention in this last legislative session about laws that were passed and I guess a number of expressed, you know, intentions to challenge the law. But we're not talking about that law. Tell us, first of all, about the law at hand here, when it was passed and what the arguments are in the challenge.
Yes, the law that's being challenged here was the law passed in the 2011 session, which simply did a few things to regulate the use of abortion drugs. It doesn't ban abortion drugs, from our view, but says that they should be done according to the protocol that was submitted to the FDA and basically stick to that protocol rather than going to off-label use. And also part of the restriction was that a physician be present when there's been both doses of the drug are given. There's two different drugs at two different times here. So you don't have telemedicine abortions. And that's the law that was being challenged.
Okay, and what specifically is the concern from the judge's ruling? I read a commentary of yours where he said it's shocking to read an opinion so far-reaching and out of step with the law and public opinion. So obviously your commentary is pretty strong towards this ruling. Bring us inside why you have those concerns.
Well, let's remind listeners that you know, it's the job of a court is not simply go there and say, we don't like this law. You have to show, or the judge has to find, that it's unconstitutional or somehow against the law to have this law passed. What he hung his hat on was the idea that there is a right to an abortion in the state constitution. And not just that, that this newfound right to an abortion in the constitution is greater than the right recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court for abortion. It's greater. So basically, almost all laws would have to be struck down if they deal with abortion. Most challenges, Scott, to abortion regulations and laws are pursued in federal court. under, you know, what we hear about Roe v. Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood and those cases. In this case, the clinic brought the case in state court solely on the grounds that there's this right to an abortion under the state constitution. The judge agreed with them and went so far to say, yes, there is a right to an abortion in the state constitution, and it's a fundamental right that requires the highest level of scrutiny by the courts. When I was in law school, you know, first year law school and constitutional law, they always tell you the strict scrutiny standard, which the judge is applying here, means almost always the government loses. Almost always. It's the highest level of right a person can have, like the right to travel, right to speech. Government has to have a really good reason to restrict that. That's what he found here. And there's no history in North Dakota of a right to an abortion in the state constitution, but the judge found one.
From a legal standpoint, Chris, isn't it basically putting the rights of a fetus and the rights of a mother on the same level, on the same playing field? Is it
equal
rights?
No, because in this case, the fetus would have no rights at all. And at least in the federal standard, you know, that the U.S. Supreme Court uses, at the point of liability, at least, the unborn child has some rights. And even before then, you can restrict abortion for a certain reason. In his view, none of those restrictions are valid because he says the state has a liberty clause in the state constitution. And that liberty clause means that you basically have an unfettered access to abortion in the state. To put it another way, a reporter called me a couple days after the decision came out. He said he was reading the opinion. He says he wanted to pick my brain. He says, let me see if I got this right. Is the judge saying that abortion should be legal in North Dakota for all 9 months for any reason? And I said, you got it. That's what he's saying.
What about that would be on the way of North Dakota has this reputation now as being among the most pro-life states. That would take the pendulum and swing it completely the other way. Given what I sense, you're suggesting here, that this is a way out of bounds ruling. Are these easily challenged? More easily challenged? I mean, Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, has already said he will challenge this law at the North Dakota Supreme Court level. I mean, because of how far he's reached on this, does it make it more likely they'll be overturned, Chris?
I think so. In addition, the state constitution requires that that four of the five justices agree that a statute is unconstitutional. So they have an uphill battle to affirm this appeal. And there's no history of the Liberty Clause being interpreted to cover a right to an abortion in North Dakota. And when you look at when the court looks at, well, what is encompassed by this phrase, liberty, in the state constitution, they look at the state's history. Well, the state's history is pretty pro-life. And there's not a lot in other states or other court opinions to go along with the idea that liberty includes an unfettered right to an abortion.
What about the...
Chris. The Attorney General is challenging the ruling, and I feel pretty positive that the state Supreme Court will overturn it.
Chris, how does this tie in with Roe v. Wade? It was said that this could be North Dakota's Roe v. Wade. Is it because of the right to privacy that exists in the North Dakota Constitution, which is the basis for the federal ruling in Roe v. Wade? Is that the tie-in here? Is this how this could break down to North Dakota's Roe v. Wade?
Well, that's a good question. When Roe was first decided in 73, the U.S. Supreme Court basically said that abortion was what we call a fundamental right. I mean, but later on, in about 1993, with the Casey decision, the court said, no, it's not fundamental. It can be restricted. You just can't place what they call an undue burden. Now, the state constitution doesn't have a privacy clause.
How do you divide it? Let me interject here. How do you define an undue burden?
That's going to take more time than we have. But yeah, that's often a decision by the trial court. And there's a number of cases that help determine, you know, that the judges are supposed to look at. But he went beyond that. He basically said, not only our position is that there's no right to an abortion in the state constitution, and there's nothing, no one's ever argued that before, but Judge Corwin skipped that, went beyond undue burden, and went back to the standard in Roe v. Wade, which is basically that it's a almost unrestricted right to an abortion. That's why we say it could be the next, could be the state's Roe v. Wade. It would strike down most laws that we have on the books.
Is this just one judge sort of going rogue here? I mean, there's a lot of references to his own opinion, his assessment of the facts and the statements, which is not very judicial, right? I mean, normally issue opinions saying my interpretation based on this law, this ruling says this. This reads like someone's personal opinion on the issue, doesn't it?
Well, once he found this right in the state constitution, and that is a flimsy argument in my mind, once he did that, well, all his decisions after that about the facts really don't matter, because it's basically saying it doesn't matter what the state says. It's struck down because this right to an abortion is so strong in the state constitution.
You know, quite often a lot gets based off the Roe v. Wade decision, but it's 40 years old. It's an old judgment. It's an old ruling.
It's not actually the standard we use today. It's the Casey standard we use today.
Okay, that was my question. Is that been updated? But people still cling to the Roe v. Wade. Is that outdated? Is that outmoded? Do people just use the name recognition because that was the basis back then?
Right.
I don't think a lot of people understand the Casey decision.
But that's correct. But the abortion rights attorneys know this, and they know that since Casey, we've been able to pass laws such as parental notification, waiting periods, things to protect women's health, physician-only requirements. And because we've been able to pass those, they're looking at state constitutions and saying, let's see if we can get back to what we had in Roe through the state constitutions. And where they've been successful in doing this in other states, it's basically rolled back laws 40 years so that you know, in California, they're passing a law now that says that nurses would be able to do abortions. In Montana, where they have one of these clauses that protect abortions, they're having trouble passing any laws to protect women's health even. What's interesting about this case, though, is most of those other states, there's about 11 states that have a right to an abortion in their state constitution. Those are usually based on privacy clauses. We don't have a privacy clause. What they're doing here is unique in saying there's a right to an abortion under a state's liberty clause. And if they are successful here, they'll use this as a blueprint to roll back and strike down laws in other states.
So, that's the intent? Precedent.
Yeah, they've been looking for a way to roll back basically what they had under the federal law.
As we mentioned, already has been announced it will be appealed by the Attorney General Wayne Stengel, North Dakota Supreme Court. Chris, thanks for the update on it. Chris Dodson, Executive Director, General Counsel for the North Dakota Catholic Conference on a Fargo judge's Roe ruling.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email the studio, KFYR, at clearchannel.com. Broadcasting from the North Dakota State Fair, I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennon. 65 and overcast in Bismarck, Mandan. This hour, a little overcast, kind of a cool morning here in Minot at the North Dakota State Fair, but a great day. A great day to be at the North Dakota State Fair, and I could start smelling the food cooking already. It's another good morning. Ag Commissioner Doug Goring coming up at 10 o'clock, right after the 10 o'clock hour, and then Kristen Hanger from Kildare Manufacturing, a little housing project they put together coming up at 10:30, and meeting some of the infrastructure issues when it comes to housing in the community of Kildare. Scott, you know, the whole thing with the abortion issue, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, what a waste of taxpayers' dollars from a financial standpoint. And I'm a firm believer government does not belong in the abortion issue. It doesn't belong spending, other than the financial side, it shouldn't be an issue. That is a religious and personal conviction, and if you take the tack that somebody's going to go to hell because they have an abortion, then so be it. That's their job to reclimate with their maker that issue. It's not government's job. And that's the way I look at it. From a financial standpoint, I don't want to pay for it. The other side of that is I don't want my government spending money to decide who's going to or who's not going to pay for it.
So two issues there. I guess one on the waste. On the when you say it's not government's job, not government's job, what to go in and
anything
defend the case. In other words, you don't want the.
I don't want them defending it. I don't want them prosecuting it. I don't want them doing anything with it.
Well,
it's not a place for taxpayer dollars.
This
that,
is a
that's
law.
A personal choice.
This
that is a
law.
Personal choice.
This is well. Let's set that aside for a second. But it's a law passed by in this case. This goes back to the not the most recent session, but the 2011 session. Laws regulating the use of abortion drugs. Okay, so a law is passed by the state legislature. It is challenged by the pro-abortion community, and they get a judge with this sort of rogue opinion. The state attorney general is mandated, whether it's a law about you know insurance regulations or abortion drugs or whatever, to go in and defend the law. So that's you know when laws are passed by folks we elect. You know, the and that's challenged. The attorney general just is mandated to do that. He goes.
See, I don't have fault with the attorney general's office on this. I do have fault with the legislature for going down this road anyway, especially in a session that I don't think this was the best session we've had in North Dakota from the standpoint of time management and some of the issues that needed to be addressed. And they take 3 weeks right in the middle of the session or getting towards the end and going, hey, guess what?
But again, this particular law was Steve was from last session. It wasn't from this most recent session. It was from one before.
But it came up again and it was addressed and it took 3 weeks of valuable time out of a session that was already crammed.
Right, but I happen to think it's fantastic, and I think the vast majority of North Dakotans support it. Now I want to go
great.
To you know the argument great. that you don't like is to say okay, right to life, and the right to life is being defended here. And that's the issue I think that's paramount. I mean, if you can't, as elected leaders, defend life, then regulations about hey you gotta show your proof of insurance card are a heck of a lot less important than.
Let me go address the right to life thing real quickly from a life standpoint. Define life, and I look at life as because of my medical background, the quality of life more so than quantity. I do look at quality of life.
If you're bringing a child. Hold that thought, because we have 2 minutes left, and we ask folks what's on their mind, and I'm worried we're not going to get them in here. So, Terry,
right.
Grand Forks, you get the pleasure of interrupting Steve and I in the middle of this argument. Go ahead, Terry.
Real quick, I just want to bring up Detroit real quick. Went bankrupt, been controlled by liberals for 50 years. This should be one of the main stories across the country. This is what happens when liberals control a city, a state, a country. They destroyed it. $2 million down to $700,000. The jobs all walked away. People have moved away. It's just a crime-ridden dump of a city. The liberals have controlled everything from the schools to the dog catchers to the police, everything.
Terry, where do you put the blame on that?
It's on the voters.
There you go.
But the point I want to make is, and this is critical, is for those of us who are not liberals, and for anybody who clearly, I love this, who stay there open-minded, we have a living, breathing example of what liberals do when they control something. It's called Detroit.
Appreciate the call, Terry. Thanks a bunch. Who's next? Gene.
Gene in Valley City. Quickly,
hi.
Gene. Go ahead, Gene.
Hi. Let's see. Where should I start? You just had a rodeo guy on talking about bucking bulls. Okay, when that calf is conceived, is it a calf? Is it a bull or a heifer calf?
When it's conceived, it's a bull calf. If it's a bull,
or
it's
a
male.
Heifer calf.
Or
okay, when being is conceived, is it a baby? Is it a boy or a girl?
It's not.
Pardon me?
Unless you do a genetic test, you're not going to know yet.
That wasn't the question.
That was the answer.
Either or. Is it a boy or a girl when it's conceived?
Don't know.
What? Okay, I'm sensing you don't want to go down this road.
No, make your point, Gene.
I think Gene's making a very strong point. That is, life begins at conception. Separate chromosomes, separate individual.
I'm still going to go back to the decision, the quality of life rather than the quantity of life, and I'll get to that if we have time. Also, going back to Detroit, we still didn't get to my union story, so...
What's on your mind? So call
that and more as we continue on What's On Your Mind. Straight ahead, folks, 800-228-0550. Stay tuned live from the State Fair. Don't go away.
Vanessa Consulting speaks. Anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vent geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But My advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesset Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessetconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.